Do you love playing board games? Are you looking?
Welcome to a special edition of Aboriginal Voices. This is Sheila Rosalie at 101.9 FM, CFRC, Queen's University Radio, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Thank you to the awesome Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians for Auld Lang Syne. We're going to welcome in the new year by reading a welcome from the website of the Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte. Please have a check of their website, Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte. There's a message by Chief R. Donald Miracle, and it says this: Welcome from the Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte. From their official website. The Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte are proud of our heritage, history, and culture. Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte is part of the Mohawk Nation within the Six Nations Iroquois Confederacy. We are one of the Six Nation communities politically associated with the Iroquois Caucus and a member, First Nation, of the Association of Iroquois and Allied Indians. Our current membership as of March the 31st, 2013 is 9,013, of which 2,152 members live on the territory. As of 2007, we have the ninth largest membership of all First Nations in Canada, and we are the third largest in Ontario. We welcome you to explore our website to learn more about our community and culture, the programs and services provided by the Mohawks of Bay of Quinte Administration and the political leadership of Tiandanega Mohawk Council. And this is from R. Donald Miracle, Chief. Tiandanega Mohawk Territory is located along the shores of the beautiful Bay of Quinte. We are approximately 200 kilometers east of Toronto, 65 kilometers west of Kingston, and 250 kilometers southwest of Ottawa. You can reach us from two exits off Highway 401. Now here is Tiandanega's David R. Miracle, giving thanks.
As the smoke from my pipe begins to rise, wee-hey-ah-hey, My prayers to this song will split the skies. I hear the wind, I see the swaying trees. I'll take another puff, then I'll fall to my knees. On Mother Earth, on Mother Earth. I give thanks to the waters, the animals, the fish, the birds, the bees. I give thanks to everything you've given me in my world. I give thanks to the plant life, both big and small, the trees, the roots, the medicines, and fruit for all. I give thanks to the three sisters who teach us how to give. By assisting one another, our lives are better lived. And above the world, I give thanks to the four winds, the thunders, our eldest brother the sun, grandmother moon, our young brothers and sisters the stars, each and every one. And most of all, I give thanks to you, Creator, for all that you have done. I'll keep my visions toward the skies. Ears will listen as the eagle cries. In my world, in my world. He gives me strength to carry on. There's a reason for my living, 'cause my life's not gone. Waters run through lakes and streams. Rivers and oceans, and in my dreams. It purifies me. Purifies me. It purifies.
That was Giving Thanks by David R. Miracle from his CD, The Other Side. And the Mohawk prayer at the end of that was by Sherry Procunye. David attributes many of his accomplishments to his father, a respected Mohawk elder who was an international speaker on First Nations issues and struggles. David's mother, Lillian, was also very inspirational, as she was an accomplished author, poet, musician, artist and craftswoman. Both parents' skills combined helped to initiate each son into being a success in the field of business and entrepreneurship. David R. Miracle, which means cutter of stone in the Mohawk language, was born the seventh son for Andrew C. Miracle, Mohawk, Turtle Clan, and Lillian J. Miracle, Scottish, Bruce Clan, and lived his first 12 years of life on the Akwesasne Mohawk Reserve. David is Bear Clan. His childhood consisted of many happy memories of traveling with his parents to different First Nations communities. This allowed David to have a rich understanding and appreciation for his Mohawk heritage. Sitting and listening to elders has been a great inspiration in David's life. I'm going to let you hear David play now a beautiful song, Walking with the Elders. Beautiful piece of music was by David R. Miracle, Walking with the Elders. And at this time of year, it's appropriate that we play a song like that as we remember all our dear loved ones who have gone on before, but who will always be with us in our hearts and minds. David has always been compassionate regarding Aboriginal rights, language, and education, and continues to take an active role in educating people through his art and music. David, like his father, chose the Tiandanega Mohawk Territory to be his home, and it has been for over 35 years. David began his career as a carver sculptor in 1985. Traveling in powwows, craft shows, and fine arts shows helped to develop and create a unique lifestyle, which allowed his abilities as a sculptor to soar. David, now an acclaimed world-renowned stone carver, sculptor, has received many awards globally for his unique and detailed works of art. The influences of his First Nations Mohawk heritage are clearly depicted in his sculpture. This has been his main goal, to educate people about the First Nations Mohawk culture and issues through his artwork. His sculptures have touched the hearts of many people, private and corporate collectors alike, throughout the world. Some of his more famous curators include Nelson Mandela, Loretta Lynn, Dan Aykroyd, and the Emperor of Japan. Now let's have a listen to David as he plays Together. That lovely music selection is written and performed by David R. Miracle, and it's called Together.
Wow, folks, this is CFRC at 101.9 FM.
Whenever David needed to take a break from carving, he turned to music. And what started out as relaxation time quickly turned into a second career. David discovered that he could convey through his music the same goals that he had strived towards with his sculptures, getting his message to the people. Not only a talented singer and songwriter, David also mastered many other instruments, including the Iroquoian and Celtic flutes, native hand drums, and many other percussion instruments. With no formal training in the arts or in music, David believes his talents are a gift from the Creator, which he gives thanks for daily and never takes them for granted. During his music career, David's accolades include such credits as 6-time Canada Aboriginal Music Award winner for various categories, 2 gold records globally for his album Spirit Flutes, signed 6 global record deals with music available on iTunes, Much Music, and many other venues. Won the Aboriginal People's Choice Awards for Best Instrumental Album 2007 worldwide. His 14th CD entitled David R. Miracle, The Seventh Son, was released February 2010. 2 new global DVDs released entitled Spirit Canyons and Spirit Dreams. David played to Queen Elizabeth for her Jubilee in Toronto, Canada, played at the opening of the Sydney Olympic Games 2000, and played in concert in the Barbados with Tim Rice of Lion King Phantom of the Opera fame. This commentary is from David's website at davidrmiracle.com. And now here's one of my favorite songs by David. It's called Rattlesnake Initiation. Enjoy. And that was Rattlesnake Initiation, written and performed by Tyandonega's David R. Miracle. Check out his website at davidrmiracle.com. This is Sheila Rosalie on Aboriginal Voices at 101.9 FM CFRC, Queen's University Radio, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And now, some very important messages.
You are listening to Aboriginal Voices on CFRC, Queen's Radio 101.9 FM.
Kajita Mikam Aboriginal Training and Services provides a cooperative working relationship with all Aboriginal First Nations organizations and associations within the service catchment area of Eastern Ontario. Kajita Mikam, which means Path to Wisdom, attempts to increase the skill level of Aboriginal people to find permanent employment. The organization provides employment and training services to all Inuit in Ontario. Eligible Aboriginal people can reside either on or off the territory through the model of inclusiveness to all. Staff are prepared with the ongoing training they require to offer top-notch assistance to those Aboriginal people who require employment and training services. Employment counselors are on each of the First Nations we serve. Counselors are able to assist with employment counseling, resume writing, and self-marketing techniques. To learn more, visit kajitamikam.org. This public service announcement is brought to you by CFRC's Aboriginal Awareness 2012. Hey you. Way, hey, yo, yo,
hi, yo, hey. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CFRC. From Kingston, you're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC Radio, the happy medium.
And now, another sweet song from Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. I'll see you in my dreams. Enjoy. That was I'll See You in My Dreams by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Up next is Mary Youngblood performing Beneath the Raven Moon. That's a very pretty piece of music by Mary Youngblood, Beneath the Raven Moon.
You are listening to Aboriginal Voices on CFRC, Queen's Radio 101.9 FM.
That's the distinct voice of Robbie Robertson. And now you're going to hear him sing Unbound.
Fire. smoke from the sweet crack covers me.
Unbound by Robbie Robertson. And now, another great song by one of my most favorite singers, Willie Dunn. And this song is the song I use in the intro to my Aboriginal Voices show, and it's called The Carver.
Wise and aged hand, he took the hue of the peaceful ocean and the lay of the misty land. He took the color of the trees upon their season's journey's end. Had a million flowers with which he'd always blend.
Granny was a carver, and how the chips did fly. He carved up his tree, and he sang a lullaby. He sang of the old days when they gave their wealth away to pass the time of giving, and now the age of taking. Totem poles, potlatch poles, long canoes and fishing shoals. And then he told the story which he'd learned so long ago, of misty islands rising from the blue Pacific Ocean, tales of the mountain, the wind and the sea, boats and sails and whaling tales recorded in the tree. Totem poles, potlatch poles, long canoes, fishing shoals.
Carver by Willie Dunn. And now another great song by the awesome Tom Jackson, Song for a Lady.
Never knew anybody, baby, could turn my head around. I never knew the sound of your name would ever make my heart pound. Never knew that falling could ever feel like this. I never knew anybody make my heart thunder in my chest. I never knew anybody make my heart thunder in my chest. And all I'll ever ask you, darling, don't do the things you do. Anybody else but me, 'cause you know that I love you. Yes, all I'll ever ask you, darling, no, don't do the things you do for anybody else but me, 'cause you know that I love you. I can feel the lightning now, baby, I can see it in your eyes. Will you come with me now, darling? Will you make it to the borderline? 'Cause I never had this feeling till you took me from the cold. I never knew that you had the touch to make me feel like I was. Never knew you had the touch to make me feel like I were gone. And all I'll ever ask you, darling, don't do the things you do for anybody else but me, 'cause you know that I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, all I'll ever darling, no, don't do the things you do for anybody else but me, 'cause you know that I love.
That's a beautiful song, isn't it? By Tom Jackson, Song for a Lady. And now up next, one of my most favorites again. In fact, this is my most favorite. Buffy St. Marie, Pinewood Hills. That was Pinewood Hills by Buffy St. Marie. And while we're still in a country mood, we're going to do You Can't Rush Love by Elizabeth Hill.
In the hands of fate, and I'm willing away to make that love mine.
Elizabeth Hill, You Can't Rush Love.
Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CFRC.
Feeling happy? Feeling sad? Like rocking? Feeling glad? Blues on Saturday evening from 6 till 8 delivers blues medicine like no other. Blues Project entertains young and old every week. I'm your host, Wayne Vernette, and I'll be here for you to send out good blues for whatever ails you or to get some serious toe-tapping going. That's CFRC 101.9 FM. And you can also catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. Till then,
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario.
The Cataraqui Native Friendship Center welcomes all First Nations people as well as people of non-Native ancestry who support and wish to learn more about Native customs and beliefs. Membership is open to all people of any nation. The Friendship Center provides Aboriginal people with a safe and enjoyable venue to stay in touch with their communities and assist them by allowing them to receive culturally appropriate programs for individual and family needs. Through its programs and services, the center provides cultural activities including ceremonies, sweat lodges, local gatherings, drum circles, drum making classes, and community feasts. They also host First Nations awareness workshops, meals to make, meals to take, nutritional bingo, and craft classes. The Friendship Center is located at 50 Hickson Avenue, which is close to the corner of Montreal Street and John Canner Boulevard in Kingston. This public service announcement is brought to you by CFRC's Aboriginal Awareness 2012.
You're listening to Aboriginal Voices with Sheila Rosalie on CFRC.
This is Sheila Rosalie, and you're listening to Aboriginal Voices at 101.9 FM CFRC. And I have some great news to tell you. It's a news release that I received on August the 19th, 2013, from Robert P. Wells, the author of Wawate, and that's spelled W-A-W-A-H-T-E. Self-published Kingston author's book goes national. And here are the words of Robert P. Wells. My dear friend, Moochum Joe, said that I had a spirit that was different from most white kids that he knew. And he asked me to draw the words on paper that told about how bad Indian people were being treated and to draw them true. 65 years later, the book Wawate was completed. Robert P. Wells, author. Wawate recounts the life experiences of three Indian residential school survivors, as told to Kingston author Robert P. Wells. They share their very personal stories so that all Canadians may move forward in peace and understanding. The history that Chief Dr. Robert Joseph once called Canada's Secret is now available at select Chapters and Indigo bookstores across the country.
Indian Residential School Survivors Society, British Columbia, Canada. For all the people who read this book, may they be forever enlightened. By shining the light on a dark part of our past, we have a chance to create a bright new day for Aboriginals and all Canadians. We will all know what happens and then come to realize that what happens now and our vision for a future together is what really counts. Together we will stand for what is right, and the intention of Indian residential schools and colonization will not happen again. With deep respect, Chief Robert Joseph, Executive Director, Indian Residential School Survivors Society, British Columbia, Canada.
Hi, this is John Sanfilippo from Titan Sound in Kingston. That's T-Y-T-O-N Sound. You're listening to Sheila Rosalie at CFRC 101.9 FM on Aboriginal Voices, broadcasting from the campus of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario.
Hi, this is Sheila Rosalie on Aboriginal Voices at CFRC 101.9 FM. And we have two very special guests in the studio this evening. Robert P. Wells, the author of the book Wawate, and John Sanfilippo from Titan Sound, who produced the audio of Wawate. Now, Robert, I wanted to start out by asking you, why did you write this book?
Well, that is an often asked question. It all started back when I was a little kid. I grew up in northwestern Ontario, 104 miles down the railroad track from the nearest town. And from the time I was four, I started pestering my parents that I was old enough, big enough, to have a real gun. And they didn't give in until I was 9 years old. And at that time, I got a .22 rifle. But I wasn't allowed to hunt alone until I was 10. So I spent that year visiting an old friend, an elder, native elder. And I visited him pretty well every day. And we would talk about hunting and fishing and mostly hunting and respect for the nature and wildlife and one another. And the importance, of course, sharing. And one day